Right, well, we're getting towards the end of the show, but it's far from over because we've been joined by Holly and Tracy from the Island Savoyards to talk about the Great British Bake Off musical that you've got coming up very, very soon.
Hello.
Yes.
Welcome to the studio. It's great to have you in here. So I suppose this is where we start asking a little bit about, obviously, the show. Now, first of all, the Great British Bake Off. What a theme to do with a theatre show. I'm very, very intrigued about how this works. So what can you tell us a little bit about it? You know, what's a little bit about the storyline without ruining it, of course, obviously. But yeah, tell us about it.
It's a very bold choice, isn't it? I remember when I first heard of the concept and thought, oh, okay, is this going to be more of a parody? Is it going to be a bit of a joke? But it's not at all. So you follow the eight contestants. You've got the two judges as well that are based off Phil Hollywood. Is that right? No, Paul. I did this last time. Paul Hollywood and...
No, it's Prue. Paul.
Paul. Sorry, Paul, if you're listening. You're probably not, but if you are, I'm so sorry.
You nearly went into your accent.
I nearly did then. Oh, a little sneak preview.
Oh, okay.
And we've got the two presenters as well.
I'm intrigued no more about the accent in a minute, but we'll go back to that.
Yes. But yeah, we basically follow these contestants from when we first meet them all the way up until the finals, so we see the signatures, the technicals, and that's all done through a bit of song and dance.
Yes, wow. Lots of song and dance.
See, I'll be intrigued to actually tune in and watch the Great British Bake Off and seeing some singing and dancing.
I don't think you'll see that much.
No, I don't think you would. I think you would. No. So what did you sing about? Did you sing about the things they were cooking?
Yep. Or?
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Give me an example. What's one of the things you make that you sing about? I'm just intrigued.
It's the dough, isn't it?
Yes, there's lots of things. A particular song that comes to mind. It's called Slap It Like That, which is sung by Phil, who is, you know, being Paul. There we go, lovely.
Oh, and I see where the confusion come from now.
Yes.
Okay, oh. So Phil is Paul.
Yes.
Gotcha.
There we go. Yeah, it's called Slap It Like That. And he's singing about slapping the strudel, as it were.
Slapping a strudel?
Yes. Oh, okay. So we're all...
Innuendo.
Yes. Slightly. Yes. Yes. Yeah. I don't want to give too much away, but
so is this a family show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
It is, because they're so subtle that it would just go over the children's heads.
A bit like when you're watching The Simpsons, things like
Absolutely.
That, isn't it? Do you
yes.
know what I mean?
Yes,
you're like, I get that joke. I'm glad my kid doesn't. Yeah, fair play. I like that. That adds humour. Yeah. I like that. That's cool.
There is
That's
lots
cool.
of humour. Mm-hmm. There's lots of... And it tells the story of the eight contestants and their journey, really, because everybody's got their own story, haven't they?
So, got you. So does this... Is this just like one episode of it, or is this like going through it to the final, or...?
All the way to the end.
Okay. Ooh, interesting. So tell us a bit about your characters. So... What's your character on?
So, my character is called Gemma, and she is a carer from Blackpool.
Ah, you should do the accent there.
I was trying not to. I was like, oh, because we all say that at some point.
Go on, go for it.
You'll
give
have
us a bit.
To get your tickets to come and hear the accent. There we go. Franklin Theatre website, come and book and come and see the Blackpool accent.
That's a good plug. I like that.
Yes, it's gone well. But my character is the backup contestant.
Okay.
And she has a lot of insecurity. She doesn't believe in herself. But I think she goes on the journey to find herself.
Mm.
I think that is... the most important thing to her. It's not about winning or taking part, it's about regaining her identity.
Okay.
With the help of all the other contestants, because we've become like a family, I guess. So we're all in there for different reasons, and that's sort of what happens, isn't it? And Gemma gets sort of... all of us get supported by each other,
like
a family.
Who's your character, Tracy?
My character is Babs, and Babs is a 60-year-old grandmother with, 15, 17 grandchildren, apparently, from the East End of London.
Busy work.
Oh, absolutely, But she is, it's like typecasting, really.
She's fabulous.
She is fabulous. She's a fabulous character, and she's got a great song, and it's really fun.
Oh,
really fun. But then the creative team make it fun, to be fair.
Got you.
We've got great... great backup, and they're patient with us. They never lose it, and we have a lot to do. So yeah.
So is this an original idea, or has someone done this somewhere before? Or
I think it's been done not yeah. very much though, has it?
So it first was workshopped in 2022 and came to the West End at the Noel Coward in 2023.
Oh.
But the run, I think it was only about 16 weeks or so, but I thought it was amazing. I don't know why it's not come back, but it's only just been released for amateur license within the last couple months, I believe.
Okay. Well, either way, this sounds like a really... Well, it's always nice that something new and fresh comes through, and I'm intrigued more than anything else to actually know how it pans out, especially with the theme and the working of it. So, yeah, it sounds like a great show. So, when can we go and see it?
Easter.
Easter?
2nd to the 5th of April.
Okay.
At Shanklin Theatre.
So, only a month away?
Yes.
So, yeah. And as you said, tickets are available on the Shanklin Theatre website?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay, so get on there and get them booked up. That sounds like a plan. And there's always such great events going on at Shanklin Theatre, just like
great
many of the other
theatre.
Ones as well.
Yeah,
and it's nice to see that people, especially locals, are doing stuff to help entertain, obviously, the locals as well. You know, it's really nice touch. And you must enjoy doing it as well, don't you?
We love it, don't we? Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. I mean, it is absolutely fabulous. Yeah,
so
it's great fun.
Have you been with the island? It's, make sure I'm saying this right. Is it the Savoyards?
Yes. I think people say it lots of different ways.
Yeah. Do they really?
Savoyards.
Savoyards. Yeah, there we go.
Sausage.
It works. Sausage.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. But either ways, yeah, so how long have you ladies been, obviously, with the team?
This is my first performance with them.
Cool. But you've done many before,
I've done
I'm
many.
Assuming.
Yeah.
Okay.
My age, you know.
I
have done.
I shouldn't ask how old a lady is, but I don't think you're as old as you're making out.
Well, you don't know, and you're not going to need to know faces.
They need to buy their tickets to see your face.
Yes,
and judge themselves.
No, this is my first one with them, and I've done lots of other stuff with different groups.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And yourself as well.
This
Holly?
Is my 11th year, I believe,
oh,
of
wow.
being with the Savoyards. Yeah,
and you don't look old enough, actually, do you?
No, maybe not. No, maybe not.
You both look lovely. Don't worry, don't worry about yourself. Honestly,
we're
very blessed to have two lovely ladies in the studio with us today.
And we're pleased to be here. Thank you for letting us.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Well, it sounds very exciting. And
it is exciting.
Definitely would love to go and see it. And, you know, no, I might actually go and book my tickets after this myself.
Well,
so
you best get on there and do that.
Yeah, I'll come down, harass you. I won't.
Throw stuff at us or something.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I'll come and celebrate the end with your great success of a fantastic show.
We hope it will be, don't we? I think it will
I know it will be.
Yeah, it's so different. Yeah. So different.
It sounds it, especially, like I said, the theme is something very different that I wouldn't normally expect a musical to be. I was one of these people who was shocked when Back to the Future became a musical, even though I've heard it's amazing and I still haven't been to see it yet.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that next time.
Yeah, okay, then we'll get on that, shall we?
Yeah.
You want to play? I'll be Marty McFly.
I'll be the car.
Okay.
You'll be the car?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, interesting.
You want to see some of the parts she's played.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's a whole other conversation on another day.
We'll have to get you in a car.
We'll have to get you back in for a chat about that one. Well, no, thank you so much for coming in the studio, guys. And again, just to reiterate, obviously, it's the Island Savoyards that are performing at Shanklin Theatre between, do you say, the 2nd
and
the
5th
of April?
Yeah.
And again, if you want tickets, please go online to the Shanklin Theatre website, book it up. You won't regret it. And it sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun show, especially if they're as fun as you two ladies.
Thank you very much. It's been absolutely
brilliant. Thank you so much.
It's been our pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure.
Thank
well,
you.
Either ways, good luck. And they say break a leg, don't they? But it always seems nerve-wracking to say that, you know what I mean? But you're supposed to say it when they go on stage, not beforehand. So I'll be there and I'll come and say it.
Amazing.
There we go.
Thank you,
Holly. Thank you, Tracy. Appreciate
thank you.
It.
Take care.
And have a great rest of the day. Cheers.
Thank you.